This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us that a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to immediately return CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press credentials.
The White House pulled Acosta's Secret Service-issued badge last week after a combative presidential news conference. CNN sued and asked the judge for a temporary restraining order returning the badge while the suit went forward. District Judge Timothy Kelly, a Trump appointee, has granted the order.
AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The death toll from devastating wildfires in the northern and southern regions of the U.S. state of California has risen to at least 66 as authorities search for hundreds of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown visited the areas impacted and said lessons have been learned.
We're going to have to manage our forests better. We're going to have to build our cities more smartly. We're going to have to build shelters so that people can escape when these terrible fires get out of hand. And yes, we're going to have to deal with climate change, all of that.
And these wildfires are considered the deadliest in the state's history. An international tribunal has found two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of Cambodia in the late 1970s. The charges include murder, extermination, enslavement, torture, and persecution on political, racial, and religious grounds. Family and friends of Jamal Khashoggi said funeral prayers in Turkey Friday for the Saudi journalist said to have been killed by agents of his own government. Case has sparked a global outcry and mired the kingdom in crisis. The Saudi public prosecutor said Thursday that it would seek the death penalty for five suspects inside the country's Istanbul consulate on October.